Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, and the Reverend Mark Wood is preaching and giving the liturgy. The broadcast of chapels are written by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Mark, the 10th chapter. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially to you, Keith, on this day of Amen. Your installation. I don't know if we've ever done installation to the text found today in Mark 10, but it seems appropriate enough. And in that reading, we encounter a cast of characters. If you look at the overall context of Mark 10, Jesus had come to a remote place and a lot of people had gathered around, people coming out to hear him speak, to hear him teach. You know, he had been in Capernaum where he'd done great miracles. He'd been in the synagogues sharing the gospel, crowds of people coming out. And then there's his 12 disciples. You know, they were asking Jesus about what was going on. They were kind of confused. See, Jesus had been confronted by the Pharisees, another group in our cast of characters, and they were testing Jesus, and they were particularly testing him in this instance with a question about divorce. And the disciples were confused by Jesus' answer. But here, in today's reading, we focus in on the people who were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. And the disciples, in their typical confusion, didn't think these little children were important enough to have Jesus' time and attention. And they're driving them away. And Jesus became indignant, we're told in the text, upset with his disciples. So don't hinder these little children. It's for these and people like them that there's the kingdom. And from that, we often talk about having a childlike faith. Well, that cast of characters can be very instructive for us because people still gather to hear Jesus. Now, we know that the state of affairs in our own country mean that fewer and fewer people are gathering to hear Jesus, but still people do gather to hear Jesus from us. And there's still plenty of Pharisees to deal with, be sure of that. And Jesus' followers are still asking questions about his teachings. We're still a bit confused about some of his points. But through it all, little children are still showing the way of entering into the kingdom, of being childlike. Now, if you use the 3 years series, last Sunday, the epistle lesson was basically 1 Corinthians 13, a very familiar chapter. But there's a line in that chapter that often gets overlooked. It's verse 11. It says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways." And putting these two things together, what we have is a contrast between being childlike and being childish. And being childish is to insist on having our own way and then to throw a fit when we don't. And I think we can all conjure up in our minds memories of our children throwing fits, quite often in inappropriate and inconvenient locations. But what about us? Haven't we had our own fits? Thrown our own fits when we don't get our way? When God doesn't see things our way? And answer our prayers the way we want them to be answered? Yeah, we too can be quite childish. And to be childish means to think too much of yourself. And there are certainly times when we do think a bit too much of ourselves. To be childish is to view the world and our circumstances from our own self-centered perspective. It's something we're all plagued with. To want to do things for ourselves, even though they're too much for us, is childish. I do it, we hear the little ones say. And they throw a fit because we insist on doing it for them. Because they can't, but they won't admit it. That's being childish. But what does it mean to be childlike? It means to accept things that are true and real beyond our own ability to reason, to marvel as we learn and we grow. I mean, isn't it an amazing thing to watch a child discover the world, discover themselves, discover the truths that we take so callously for granted? It's to marvel at those things. It's childlike. And to be forgiving is childlike. Children are just way more forgiving than we are. To receive from others what we need. I think there's the essence of being childlike is the willingness and the appreciation when we receive from others what we need, especially when we can't do it ourselves. But the truth be told, we tend to be a bit more childish than childlike. We can't help it. It's in our natural condition. It's part of our, you know, fallen nature to be childish. And like the crowds coming out to Jesus, we're always looking to gain something for ourselves. And like the Pharisees, we question God when what's going on doesn't suit us. And like the disciples, who much of their argument up to this point is over who is the greatest, we're still hung up over that. Yet despite this, brothers and sisters, despite our childishness, we're still children in the kingdom. We still have a place in God's family. We have received the blessing of Jesus. We've been baptized into Christ, just as we just sang. And many of us were baptized as little children, literally. Now, Heath, you've been baptized into Christ. You've been raised in the faith. You've made the good confession. But now you've been called to serve in the Office of the National Mission. And believe me, serving in the Office of the National Mission will provide you ample opportunities to choose between being childish and childlike. When there's too many important things to do and not enough time, not enough money, and all too often not enough people to get it done, don't be childish by whining about the situation and calling attention to your plight. Dan, you're smiling at me. Choose to be childlike by accepting the reality and focusing on accomplishing what is most pleasing to our Lord. When people praise you for being in such an important position, don't be childish by hoarding that praise and comparing yourself to others. But be childlike by giving all credit and glory to the God who has crafted you and called you to this role. And not that this ever happens, but if people, perhaps by some chance, were to criticize you or the resources that you worked so hard to create, don't be childish by becoming defensive or attacking them or their works or lack of works. But be childlike by seeking to please the only one whose opinion of you and the only one whose opinion of your work really matters. And when you actually start to think that you are as important as the work you've been given to do, don't be childlike by boasting about your position or accomplishments. Don't be childish by boasting, but be childlike by embracing the truth that you are simply his servant, that you are a servant. I know you, I know your heart. You have a servant's heart. And that's why you're here. And that's what brought you here. In the various ways that God has used you in the ministry, and shaped you in the ministry. But it all began when your parents brought you to Jesus as a little child to be blessed by him in the waters of holy baptism. From there, the Spirit has increased your understanding of God's grace through catechesis. And Christ has shaped you through your education, training, and service for a role in his church, a role that he's chosen for you. In other words, through discipleship, the Lord has prepared you for the work that's before you, which is discipleship. You've lived it. You live it now. And you have the opportunity to help others understand it and to live it to God's glory. So as you go about your work of discipleship, whether you're dealing with receptive crowds who are grateful for your service, don't count on that, or whether you're dealing with antagonistic Pharisees who are critical of your efforts, or if you're dealing with meddling but well-meaning helpers who are getting in the way of those who need your assistance, strive to be joyful, remembering that your work is pleasing to Christ. And strive to be faithful. Your work is helpful to his church. But above all, strive to be childlike. You are blessed by your Father in heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.